Jake drove as far east as you could go in Kreuzberg and still be in the American sector where Günther Behn lived. In the old days, it would have been a short walk to the police headquarters in Alexanderplatz. Now the way was blocked by a hill of bricks and a gutted tram upended as a tank barricade. The top of Bain's building had been blown away, leaving only Günther's ground floor flat and the floor above, half open to the sky. It took several knocks to bring him to the door. Günther Behn, my name is Geismar. Bernie Teitel sent me. A surprised look, hearing German, then a grunt. Can I come in? Günther opened the door. You're an American. You can do whatever you want. He shuffled indifferently back to his armchair. The room was crowded. A table, two chairs, a daybed, an old console radio, shelves of books, a giant map of Greater Berlin that covered an entire wall. In one corner, a stack of cans, PX supplies he hadn't bothered to hide. I brought you this, Jake said, holding out the brandy. A bribe, he said. Close-cropped hair, almost as short as the gray stubble that covered his unshaven chin. Not yet old, probably early 50s. Behind the glasses, the glazed eyes of a drinker. A book lay open on the armchair. What is it? What does he want now? He thought you might be able to help me. With what? He opened the bottle and sniffed. I'm trying to solve a murder. A murder? He snorted. In Berlin? My friend, there were millions. Who cares about one? I do. Günther turned, looking him up and down, a policeman's appraisal. Jake said nothing. Günther walked over to the table and poured two fingers of brandy into a glass. How is it you speak German? I used to live in Berlin. Ah. He tossed back a healthy swig. A drink, he said, since you brought it? No, it's early. Coffee, then? Real coffee, not ersatz. Not grudging, an invitation to stay. You have it? Another gift, he said, holding up the glass. 1 minute. He headed toward the kitchen, stacked with canned goods and cartons of cigarettes. Gifts. He was still sipping the brandy, but moved around the small space with steady efficiency. Jake went over to the shelves. Rose.